This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Edric Show. I am your host, Edric Jerome. This is the place for intelligent conversation with interesting people. In addition to my YouTube channel, you can also catch my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the major streaming platforms. Please hit that subscribe button, leave a comment, let us know how we're doing as we continue to grow this thing from the ground up. My guest today is Frank Grimsley II. Frank is a member of the Kappa Omicron Lambda chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity in Northern California. He's also one of the organizers and architects of the ITS Butillion Scholarship Program, which we'll be discussing today. Frank, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Likewise. Thank you for coming on. It was good to meet you. And just so our audience knows, Frank and I met at a recent HBCU recruiting festival that we have at our church, Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Fairfield, California. And we had a nice long conversation. So I wanted him to come on and give our listeners, our viewers, a taste of what it means to be part of these organizations. So why don't we start out, Frank? Let me ask you a little bit about Alpha Phi Alpha, maybe a little brief history of that.
Yes. So Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity was founded in 1906 at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, by seven college students. And they were looking for an organization where they could unite and find a common cause to help move them forward through the college process and the community at large. And with that, the organization have expanded across the United States and into some foreign countries. And they have four national programs that they tend to push forward to all the particular chapters. And they have some great past members and some great current members. For instance, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was an Alpha Phi Alpha man. Thurgood Marshall, the Supreme Court Justice, was an Alpha man. Frederick Douglass was an Alpha man. Willie Brown, the ex-mayor of San Francisco, is an Alpha man. Warnock, the senator from Georgia, is a alpha man. So alpha men tend to be extinguished men, and we like to say that we tend to be the first out of the Divine Nine. And if you know anything about the Divine Nine, that was part of W.E.B. Du Bois' thought process and organization of bringing people together under the umbrella of NAACP and other national organizations. So Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity is a part of the Pan-Hellenic, and is also part of the Divine Nine.
From your perspective, in addition to being the first, what makes it unique? What are some of the other attributes?
Well, one of the attributes is the community service that they do in the outreach in their efforts to show the community that they're involved in promoting the Homeless People or Hopeless People, Project Alpha, and then to go to high school, go to college. So it makes them unique in the sense of what their efforts as African-American men and men in general, professional men, to go out to serve the community and to provide the community with the leadership that is needed to move the community forward and to be progressive.
You shared with me your own personal story. So maybe you could share with our listeners how you got involved with this group.
So I am a probably late comer to Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, but not a delayed comer from Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity in a sense that back in probably 2009, 2010, my son attended the Botillion, and I was thoroughly impressed with what they were doing with the young men and helping mentor them and providing them with the scholarship. And so I continue to participate as the outsider with the Botillion. And as you know, a lot of organizations, they have similar programs in the community or different programs in the community, but not as far reaching as the Botillion does. And so what I decided to do is look a little further into it, and it prompted me to join Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity. So if you're going to join an organization, one thing you want to find out is what is their key event or their number one program. And our chapter, Kappa Omicron Lambda chapter from Solano County in Vallejo, their number one project was the scholarship program, which is the Botillion. And it's not just scholarship, it's mentoring as well. So it prompted me to join the organization at the late age of 56. So a lot of people think that when you join a fraternity, you have to be doing the college age. But I joined at the age of 56. And trust me, there's people older than myself that have joined the fraternity as well. But it's never too late to get involved. It's never too late to participate. And it's never too late to give back to your community.
Let's dive a little deeper into the Botillion Scholarship Program. So as one of the organizers, maybe you can go in a little bit more detail about the program, you know, and some of the things that you do to help promote it and, you know, what it's all about.
Okay, great. I am not one of the organizers. I am the chairman and I'm a participant. The organization, the Kappa Omicron Lambda chapter, started about 20 years ago during the Botillion, and they have morphed it into a mentoring program with a host of workshops. So what the men have decided to do is to look at what did they need, soft skills, to move forward, not only through college, but through life, and create a number of workshops that will help young men develop into powerful men. As the quote from Frederick Douglass says, it's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. So if we are building strong children and preparing men, we want to give them some tools in the toolbox that will help them navigate not only through college, but through life. And so, for instance, like the financial workshop, which talks about not only managing money, but investing money and how to do that and ways to do that to make it beneficial for them, not only as they're going through college, they're getting grants, they're getting loans, they're getting all kinds of money that's coming to their hands. And how should they utilize that money beyond their educational needs? So also one of the workshops they have is a wellness workshop that talks about mental and physical wellness. And again, going through college life, as you know, you tend to forget about a lot of different things. You're under a lot of pressure. And so that workshop talks about their own individual wellness, but also to look at your roommate. What if your roommate is having issues? You need to be able to identify and recognize those issues and say, hey, look, we need to have an intervention session for our particular roommate. So that workshop is very beneficial. We also have Dress for Success, More Than Your Looks. As you know, your visual application is important, but also what happens after you get in the interview. So the Dress for Success, More Than Your Looks provides them with an opportunity not only to participate in a mock interview, but also to watch others in interviews and critique them as well. So that's a very exciting workshop. We're also looking forward to the law workshop, Know Your Rights, What is Right. A lot of college students go off to faraway places, say like Alabama or Far East, and they're driving down these dark roads and get pulled over, and they think they're from California, and you got to shout off all these particular rights, and I know my rights. Well, we want you to come home. And we want you to be safe. And so although you know your rights, we have to let you know what is right. So those workshops are through that mentoring process. And also they get an opportunity to interact with professional men that they have never seen before. If you talk to most students that are in grades from, say, from 1 to 12 and ask them how many men instructors they have had, not coaches, teachers. And rarely it's more than two. So you get an opportunity to interact with men, successful men, and have a chance to have conversations and see them in action performing what they do well by the workshops that they have and also by having personal conversations during the rehearsals. So that mentoring aspect of the Botillion, what makes it different from other scholarship programs.
So right now you're currently recruiting for 2023, is that correct? Or?
Absolutely. We're in the process of recruiting, looking for young men. And it's always funny. We tend to get more young ladies anxious to participate and be escorts in the Botillion, but the young men are what we're looking for right now. And so we're recruiting. The application process is open. at the website, www.kol1906.net. I've hosted some informationals, and I'm always available to, you know, talk about the team because I'm very passionate about it. And it's an excellent, excellent program. I would like to add as well that, you know, not only do we have the workshops, we have two events, our particular events, which is the mother and son lunching and the father and son lunching. And the mother and son lunching, we normally have an etiquette class to go along with that, but also to hear and echo what the mothers have been telling their sons about navigating and treating women and things of that sort. And it's an excellent lunching. And the father and son lunching talks about the privilege of being a Black father and the importance of being a Black man. And they get to hear that from other men. And as you know, a lot of times parents tell their kids stuff and the kids like, I don't heard you rap 100 times.
Right.
I don't need to hear it anymore. And somebody else come along and say the same thing, and all of a sudden it rings clear. So at those lunchings, it's a great opportunity for the kids to hear what other parents are saying about their sons. And it's a great opportunity to interact with other parents as well.
Excellent. And for our YouTube viewers and our listeners, I'll definitely have a link to all the information to get a hold of Frank in the description. So you can click on it and go right to it. So you can get information about this wonderful, wonderful thing that Alpha Phi Alpha is doing. Before I let you go, let me just ask you a quick question, because I know there's some language on your website around the impact of the pandemic and just getting through all of that. So did that affect the organization in terms of maybe having some virtual opportunities, or how did the pandemic impact what you're doing with Battalion?
Yeah, it kind of slowed us down a little bit, but it didn't stop us because we still were able to give out scholarships. We just pared it down a little bit, and we didn't do as much mentoring. We just identified a couple of young men and provide them with a scholarship, because our overall objective every year is to provide scholarships. And so I just want to add, though, as I've talked about all the workshops and I talked about things that we do, and you may know that the Battalion itself is a Black Tie event that takes place or will take place on March 18th, 2023. And it's going to be at the Concord Hilton Hotel. If you've never attended, you should attend. And it's a great event for everyone to come out and see, but you must see it. If you ever live in the Bay Area, you want a good date night, you know, a night to take your wife out or take a girlfriend out, you get a dinner and a show, because the activities on the night of the event is par excellent. The young men perform 3 or 4 dance routines with the young lady. The young ladies perform a routine by themselves. The young men do a step show. The mother's mother and son dance, and there is a rite of passage for the young men from the fathers to the sons, or from the sons to the father. This rite of passage. So it's a great event to attend and see. If you've never seen it, you should definitely come out and see that event. Also, I'd like to add, although I talk a lot about what the Battalion is and what we do, one thing I can never explain is the transformative experience that the young men have. Mm-hmm. And every parent that comes says, oh, my son didn't want to do it. When it was over, they said, I'm so glad I've done it. The young men say they're mm-hmm. glad they've done it. The parents say, I saw a change in my son. So it has an impact on their lives that I cannot describe. Although I could talk about workshops, I could talk about the lunchings, I could talk about the ice-breaking event that we normally have, is we teach the boys the game of golf. So they get an opportunity to go to a golf course, learn the game of golf a little bit, drive some balls, cut some balls, and learn a little bit about golf. They might be attracted to it, they may not, but at least they can say, hey, I learned a little something about it, I know what it is, more than Tiger Woods, right? So just a great, whole great process and experience, and they learn a lot from the speakers at the workshops. I learn a lot going to the workshops. I take notes, and I'm a seasoned individual, so to speak. I still take notes and from the workshop, because they're so informative and so engaging.
Outstanding. Well, Frank, again, thank you for taking time through your busy schedule to join the Edric Show today. I really appreciate it. And again, for our listeners, make sure you hit the description. You'll get links to all of the information. If you're in Northern California, definitely take a look. It's well worth it, and a well worthy program from a prestigious organization. So, Frank, again, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate taking this opportunity with you.
You're very welcome. This has been another edition of the Edric Show. I am your host, Edric Jerome. Please hit that subscribe button. Don't forget, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and a host of other online streaming platforms. And remember, this is the place for intelligent conversations with interesting people. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode.